Hello and welcome to the potato episode. It's finally here. We have a lot of fun things lined up for this episode, so let's jump right into it. Our first guest is someone that's appeared on Taskmaster more times than we can count. That's right, it's Potato!
Welcome, Potato, to the Transformative Taskmaster Podcast.
Well, hello there. Thanks for having me on.
Such a huge pleasure. Now, let's get right into it and talk about your famous task with the red-green.
Ah, yes, the red-green. Yes.
Get this potato into the golf hole. You may not touch the red-green. Fastest wins. Your time starts now.
Those were the good old days.
So, this was only the first episode in the second series of Taskmaster. How did it feel to get your big break so early on in the show?
Well, it was thrilling. Just really exciting, honestly. As you already know, I got tied up by Catherine. She really knows how to tie a knot. And it was just incredible how Joe threw me into that hole right off the bat. But then, well, the rest is history, as they say. They even call it Potato Gate.
That's amazing. And people still talk about it to this day.
Yeah, a lot of folks who have never seen the show before come by and watch that task as their sort of entry into the world of Taskmaster. I'm quite pleased that I get to be a part of it.
So what was it like when Joe threw you in the hole in one go? Did you see him step on the red green, or was that something you weren't expecting?
I didn't even notice it, to be honest with you. All I knew was that no matter what, the studio audience was going to lose their minds when they saw the VT. So I guess, in a way, regardless of whether he had or hadn't stepped on the red green, it was going to be huge.
That's true. I mean, it was really impressive.
It was. Very fun, very exciting.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an honor.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sick of the same old scenery while you're scarfing down salt and vinegar? Do you ponder picking up a new place for your pickled onion? Or have you wistfully wished out the window over some prawn cocktail? Well, worry not. The location, innovation, and potato consumption that you've been waiting for is here. Outdoor Crisps. You can bite them on the beaches, have a gobble in the garden, or masticate on a mountaintop. All possible with our sponsor, Outdoor Crisps, for when you want to go outside the pub and have some crisps.
Next up, we have a very special guest, the star of the live task from Series 2, Episode 4. Welcome, Potatoes, to the Transformative Taskmaster Podcast. OMG, thank you so much. You were really versatile during this task. Not only were you a bunch of potatoes, but you were also crisps and waffles. Yes, I'm like totally flexible, whatever they need me to be, you know? For sure. What was it like being in a live task in the studio? Because most of the time we see potatoes in the pre-recorded tasks. Yeah, I mean, it was like really high energy, you know? Lots of people cheering and yelling and stuff. And like, obviously a huge upset at the end since like four of them were touching me and only Doc like wasn't. Right, yeah. And I remember John, like, biting off a piece of me so his tower could be, like, more stable or something? Whatever. But I was like, ew, seriously? In front of all these people? Right. I think Doc did deserve, like, the 5 points, though, because he actually kind of made me into, like, a mash with the waffles, you know? I thought that was really smart. Structural integrity and shit. I mean, he fucking smashed it. Oh my god, are we allowed to swear on this podcast? Yeah, you can. Sorry, yeah. But yeah, like, pun intended, he fucking smashed it. Yeah, he got the 5 points and everyone else got 0. Shouldn't have been, like, touching me when the whistle blew, you know? Totally. Rules are rules. They sure are. Well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast. It's been a pleasure. Totally. Like, anytime, babes.
For Want of a Peeler. Written by Joanna and read by Illuminescence. Greg strode onto the grounds of the Taskmaster house. The clean, crisp winter air filled his lungs as he took a few moments to survey the land. Everything seemed in order, at least outside. He swiftly opened the front door and called out, "Alex! I hope you're working fastidiously on the task I assigned you this morning!" He couldn't help but smile to himself. It always gave him a bit of a rush to use big words around his little assistant. "Yes, Greg," came the reply. Immediate and strained. Greg chuckled. He knew it was going to be daunting, and he could already hear the panic in Alex's voice. He stepped up to the open doorway of the kitchen, and the sight before him made him double over in laughter. Alex was sat on an uncomfortable wooden stool, multiple metal buckets at his feet, scraps of potato skins littered all around. He was rubbing his jaw and holding a half-peeled potato. "What on earth are you doing, Alex?" Greg asked, once he'd finally caught his breath. He leaned against the doorframe and crossed his arms over his chest. "Oh," Alex started quietly. "You know, I hate to complain, Greg, but this is really difficult." "Are you actually peeling all those potatoes with your teeth?" "Of course I am," Alex replied, a flash of frustration crossing his expression. "You took away all the peelers and the knives and anything else I maybe could have used to get all of them ready for you." He huffed out of breath and brought the potato back up to his teeth. Greg was torn between watching him struggle, which was always fun for him, or stopping this madness before Alex chipped one of his overgrown gnashers. He sighed and decided on the latter. "I can't afford to pay you to go to the dentist a second time this decade, Alex," Greg said, as he took the potato away from Alex. Alex slumped down on his seat. "I'm sorry I failed you, Greg." "Why didn't you just go out and buy a peeler or a knife or anything other than using your ridiculous teeth?" Alex blinked, the wheels turning in his head so loud Greg could swear he heard crunching metal. "I didn't think about it. Besides, I'd have to turn in the receipt to you, and I know how you feel about sudden expense." Greg cut him off with a loud sigh. "You are thicker than pig shit sometimes, I swear it. Just stop ruining your mouth even more and go and buy a fucking peeler. Jesus Christ." Alex blushed a deep red and nodded, scrambling up from the stool and squeezing past Greg to get to the front door. After he'd left, Greg turned to the mess in the kitchen. "Oh, you've really done it now. What a disaster." He usually wasn't one to help clean up any sort of rubbish that Alex had left behind, but he took a bit of pity on the poor fool every now and then. He scooped up some of the scraps and dumped them in the bin. He then moved the bin a foot to the left and pulled something out from behind it. He set the potato peeler directly on Alex's stool, then left the house with a wicked grin plastered on his face.
We have another guest joining us today from the first team task of Series 2. Welcome, Potato, to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, sweetheart. Let's talk about the task. Basically, the premise was see no potato, hear no potato, speak no potato, and the team had to get you from one bandstand to another. How was that experience for you? Honestly, I was terrified. The one person that was holding me had to be blindfolded, so I wasn't sure whether they'd end up throwing me across the place to splatter all over the pavement, or if they'd run into one of the big wooden poles or something, but as you saw, everything went off without a hitch, so it was fine in the end. Yeah, probably helps that they all just texted each other. Seriously, I don't think it would fly today since contestants are kind of discouraged to use their phones anymore, so I can imagine it would cause a lot of chaos if this task was aired now. Yeah, definitely. I bet it was a relief that things didn't take a turn for the worse. You're not kidding. I really feel lucky for that whole task to have gone as smoothly as it did for both teams. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been lovely to have you. Bless your heart. Thank you for having me on.
Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by. Today these two horses are down at the farm, looking for potatoes right next to the barn.
Hey Jorge,
yes Jesus,
you're my very best friend.
Thank you Jesus, you're my very best spud.
The weather's a bit cold for finding potatoes.
Yes, I'd say it's quite crisp. How does a potato look out for any danger?
I don't know, Jesus. How does a potato look out for danger?
It keeps its eyes peeled. I was feeling quite philosophical today, Jesus.
Oh, how's that?
I think, therefore, I am. Jesus, do you think that I'm quite annoying?
Take it from me, Jorge. That ship has sailed.
It seems that I've met my mash. All right then, Jesus, it's time to head home.
Okay, Jorge, I'll see you tater.
Well, Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by.
Very excited to say that our next guest is a stop-motion film star. It's Potato from Series 2, Episode 5. Welcome. Hey, thanks for having me. So, what's it like being a movie star? Honestly, pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie to ya. I mean, I got to come back from the dead. That's pretty fucking badass. And then with the team of three, I basically played James Bond. What more can a spud ask for? But you got stepped on by Catherine Ryan. Hey, that was the best part. You know how many people are out there wishing Catherine Ryan would step on them? Yeah, fair enough. I mean, did you see my acting in those two films? Talking about a smash hit. It's no wonder Taskmaster got nominated for a BAFTA. Yeah, they really were lucky to have you on. You bet your sweet ass they were. You're lucky to have me on. Do you know how hard I am to book these days? We're very lucky you agreed to come on. You better be paying me the big bucks. I am getting paid to be on here, right? Hey, are you fucking kidding me? I'm out of here. Thanks for coming on the pod.
And now, Luminescence will perform an abridged reading of Potatoes by Anonymous.
An abridged reading of Potatoes by Anonymous.
Alex!
Alex poked his head in the kitchen, raising both eyebrows when he saw both the state of Greg and the worktop, covered as it was with dirty dishes. "Why does it look like something exploded in here?" he asked mildly. Greg scowled at him. "Probably because someone," he emphasised the word with a particularly pointed sourness, "got in his head to not only invite his parents over for dinner, but to promise them that I'd cook." Alex had the audacity to look amused. "To be fair," he started, and Greg's scowl deepened. "Whatever pedantic horseshit you're about to use as a defence..." "To be fair," Alex repeated, as if Greg hadn't spoken, I said that you would take care of the food. I made no promises about cooking. Greg threw his hands up in frustration, sending a bit of mash flying as he gestured at Alex with the potato masher. Greg huffed a sigh. Well, we'll see, he said darkly. But we've got more pressing issues. Do these taste right to you? He held the mixing bowl of half-mashed potatoes out towards Alex, who stepped forward and dipped a finger into the mash, scooping a bit out and popping his finger in his mouth. Tastes fine to me, he said through the mouthful of potato. Greg gave him a look. I don't know why I bothered asking you, he sighed. You think dog food tastes good. Alex swallowed and grinned at him. Yes, Greg. Greg shook his head and glanced down at the potatoes, but before he could continue mashing them, Alex added, Actually, you know, I think they do need something. What do they need? Greg asked cautiously. Here, Alex said. See for yourself. And without warning, he scooped up another bit of mash and flung it directly at Greg's face. Greg blinked, warm potatoes dripping down his forehead, and Alex dissolved into laughter. Oh God, he wheezed, holding his side. You should see the look on your face. Greg's eyes narrowed, and he reached up to wipe the potatoes off his forehead. You know what this means, yeah? He asked mildly. This means war. He grabbed a bit of potatoes in one hand and Alex in the other, smearing the potatoes across Alex's cheek, taking particular care to rub it into his beard. Then they were both laughing and trying their level best to get potatoes on the other, the notion of actually finishing the dish long forgotten. Alex reached up to smear potatoes on Greg's nose, but Greg caught his wrist. Don't you dare, he growled, though the threat was undermined somewhat by his giggles. Alex grinned and wiggled his fingers tauntingly. Greg glowered at him, or at least tried to, before he leaned down and captured Alex's fingers in his mouth. Alex's answering giggle turned breathy as Greg's tongue curled around his fingers. See, he managed, his breath hitching. What do you think? Greg released Alex's fingers, his grin sharpening into a smirk. See for yourself, he said, pulling Alex in and kissing him, open-mouthed and heady. Alex melted against him, wrapping his arms around Greg's neck, both men oblivious to the now thoroughly ruined mashed potatoes that were more on them than in the bowl. Greg walked Alex backwards until he hit the worktop and wordlessly lifted him up to set him down on top of it, all without breaking the kiss. Greg tugged Alex's shirt up and Alex raised his arms, letting him pull it off and toss it aside. He groaned as Greg kissed down his jaw before he bit down gently on the soft spot at the juncture of Alex's jaw and neck. Greg, he managed, gasping as Greg ran his hands down Alex's bare sides. Hmm? Should we maybe move this somewhere where I don't have a wooden spoon digging into my bum? Greg barked a laugh, dropping his forehead onto Alex's shoulder. What, that doesn't do anything for you? He teased. Fairly certain I can think of at least a half dozen better things we can do with a wooden spoon. Mate, if you're capable of thinking of anything, we're doing something wrong. Greg took a step back and offered Alex his hand, helping him down off the workshop. Alex glanced behind him at the veritable mountain of dishes. What about the potatoes? He asked, looking back up at Greg, his big blue eyes sparkling with laughter. Fuck it, Greg said decisively. Your parents will have to settle for delivery. Yes, Greg. Besides, Greg added, bending to kiss him once more, I can think of at least a half dozen better things we can do with this time. Alex grinned. Yes, Greg. Greg's grin softened, and he lifted Alex's hand and bent to press a kiss to his knuckles. I love you. I know, Alex said. I love you too, even if this may have put me off potatoes for quite a while. Well, Greg said, some sacrifices are worth it.
Here with us today to talk about the iconic potatoes in the hat task from series 15 is Potato. Howdy there. Hello, thanks for coming on the pod. Let's talk about this task, one of my favorites. Catch the potatoes in the potato hat. You must be sitting on the catching stool wearing your potato hat, and you must not touch anything at any point. Anything in your hat that is not a potato will be subtracted from your potato total. Highest potato total wins. The conveyor belt will start moving in 3 minutes from now. Yeah, that was a good one. I loved how happy Jenny was during this task. Just pure joy. She was having a blast. I had a great time too, if I'm honest with you. Tricky task, that. One of those ones that has a bunch of limitations and secret messages and whatnot. Yeah, there was the code up on the wall near the ceiling, and you weren't allowed to touch anything. Mm-hmm. The taskmaster was pretty lenient with that last one, though. Otherwise, Jenny would have gotten second place. Right, she'd have been disqualified. Ain't that the truth? Tell me about the other contestants. How was it working with them? Well, May was a pleasure, as I'm sure is apparent. Really quick-witted and smart, that one. Kyle was a nice enough boy, but a little clueless. Oh, Frankie was a lost cause. Touching a pan first thing and then bouncing me all over the floor from the brim of his hat. And Ivo, talk about a nervous twitch of a man. That boy needs to take a good long soak in some hot water and learn to relax. Sounds like it was really exciting. You know, it was. It really was. I had a lot of fun. And we've had a lot of fun having you on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you kindly. It's time for the potato game, where we replace nouns in famous people's Wikipedia pages with the word potato. Play along at home and see if you can guess the famous person. Answers will be revealed at the end of this episode. Number 1. Potato, born 10th September 1978, is an English potato. He is the potato of BAFTA potato-winning potato Taskmaster, in which he takes the role of potato to the potato. He is the potato and potato of comedic potato, the potato section. Podcast has caused me trouble. Number 2. Potato was born in Potato, West Sussex on 27th March 1978. He was raised as a potato. He had a potato infection as a child that left him with a potato and a potato on his right potato. When he was 12, his potato encountered potato difficulties and was unable to maintain the potato payments on the family potato. Number 3. Potato, born 8th April 1983, is an English potato, potato, and potato. He is best known for his appearances on Potato, 2012 to present, Potato, 2014 to 2016, Potato, 2016 to 2019, Potato, 2012 to 2016, and his BBC potato sitcom Potato, 2015 through 2017. Potato also won the first series of Potato in 2015 and the show's first Potato of Potatoes special in 2017. During the 2020 COVID-19 lockdown, he started the Potato Hell podcast with fellow potato, Potato. Number 4. Potato, born 25th February 1992, is a potato potato, potato and TV potato. She was a potato and potato on the potato late-night comedy sketch show Funny Potatoes. In 2018, she won the Potato Comedy Award for Best Potato at the Potato Festival Fringe for her show Potato. Potato was born in Potato Potato in 1992. Her parents are potatoes who first met each other through their participation in the same 12 tribes of potato denomination. Number 5. Potato was born in Potato to first generation potatoes from West Potato. Her mother is from Potato and her father is from Potato. She attended Potato School until 2008 before studying French and Potato at Potato College Potato. She joined the Potato Potatoes in her first year at university. An alumna of the Potato Comedy Reserve, Potato was shortlisted for the Potato Award in 2015. She founded and hosted the Potato Girls show as part of the Edinburgh's Potato Festival in 2016 and 2017. Our final guest today is, of course, Potato from Series 15, Episode 2. Welcome, Potato, to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast. Sure is nice of you to have me here. So let's get into the task. Build the highest bridge over the middle of the red-green and balance the potato on the middle of the bridge. The potato may not be anchored in any way. If anything touches the red-green, you must put everything back where you found it, tut, and go back to the drawing board. You have 20 minutes. Your time starts now. Pretty exciting stuff there. Oh, it was a team task now, wasn't it? Yes, May, Jenny, Kyle on one team, Frankie and Ivo on the other team. Oh yeah, that's right. Jenny sang me a lovely song about a magic potato, and I quite liked that a lot, actually. The team of three gave me a really nice little sling, so I felt good and safe up there. The dream pipe that Ivo and Frankie were holding wasn't too bad either. Not as comfortable, mind you, but not bad. A lot of people talk about how awkward Ivo and Frankie's first meeting was. Was it as awkward as everyone says? Oh, definitely. You could have cut the awkward tension with a butter knife. I think they did pretty well, though, in the end. Yeah, they won that task. Well, good for them. I had a lot of fun being involved, don't you know? It's always a good day at the Taskmaster House when there's a potato involved. I definitely agree. And thank you so much for coming on to talk about your experience. We've had a lovely time. Don't be a stranger now. Thank you so much to everyone who made the potato episode possible. Special shout outs go to Lewis, Amanda, Jonah, Jazz, Anonymous, Kanan, and of course, Alex Horn in the Horn section for the original idea. The answers to the potato game are: number 1, Alex Horn. Number 2, Ramesh Ranganathan. Number 3, Josh Whitacomb. Number 4, Rose Metafeo. And number 5, Sophie Duker. Until next time, stay potato.